This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. In Iran, violent protests over the economy continued for a fifth day today. At least 12 people have been killed. A 40% increase in egg and poultry prices set off the protests. Since international sanctions against the country were lifted in 2016, billions of dollars have flowed into the Iranian economy. But unemployment remains at 12%. Inflation is at 10%. Here in the United States, by some measurements, 2017 was a disastrous year. Hurricanes wreaked havoc in Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico. California saw its most destructive wildfire season ever. Beyond the human toll, natural and man-made calamities also made 2017 one of the most expensive years ever for insurance companies. According to estimates from Swiss Re, insured losses from disasters totaled $136 billion last year. That's more than double the 10-year average. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
The insurance industry hasn't seen losses like this since 2011, when an earthquake and tsunami hit Japan, or before that in 2005 with hurricanes Katrina and Rita.
We're talking about a very significant loss.
Howard Kunruther runs the Wharton School's Risk Management and Decision Processes Center. He says the loss potential has increased in many coastal communities as more people build in and move to them.
People are moving into areas that are hazard prone because it's a nice place to live. People don't think about the dangers, and when a hurricane occurs, then it turns out the damage can be a lot more severe.
These are low probability events, but the private insurance industry has planned for years like this, says Professor Don Hornstein at the University of North Carolina School of Law.
Private insurers have enough funds in hand to easily cover these losses. I would expect there to be few, if any, insolvencies. The money is there.
Still, a rough 2017 means rates could go up this year, beginning with the reinsurance market. Reinsurance is basically insurance for insurance companies, and renewal season begins today.
I think there may be price increases in reinsurance in 2018, but they will actually be modest.
Last year's $136 billion in insured losses is a big deal, but there was much more damage not covered by insurance. And that's the real problem, says Chuck Watson at Enki Research. Back in the 70s and 80s, he says private insurance covered about 50% of hurricane costs.
But today, it's dropped down to the 30 to 35% range.
Watson predicts 2017's total disaster losses will reach $600 billion, and governments and businesses will be stuck with most of the tab. Congress will consider a disaster relief package to the tune of more than $80 billion after it returns this week. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.